Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That was beloved WGN-TV classic, Susie's Snowflake. You know, in Chicago, we hold this tradition near and dear to our house. Generations of fans watching Susie Snowflake and Frosty the Snowman and Hard Rock Coco and Joe. Big part of it all growing up in Chicago, Dave.
It sure was. And as I said earlier, Dave, I can remember coming home from school watching these. So this isn't retro for me.
There was a show called Garfield Goose and Friends
with
Frasier Thomas.
And I also have memories of seeing this not only at Christmas time at my house, but if you were outside after school playing and it was, you know, cold outside, you'd go into your house with your friends or to a friend's house.
Yeah.
The mom would make hot chocolate
and
you'd watch Garfield Goose playing Susie Snowflake, Hard Rock Coco, and Joe. One of my favorites, though, of these, Dave, is the Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, different type of animation. It's
a
little bit of a
swinging version.
We're going to play that in a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So this was on Garfield Goose. Now, Garfield Goose started on actually Channel 2, WBBM, back in the early 50s. Yeah. So this was 1953.
Was it Frasier Thomas that started
it? It was Frasier Thomas, at 53. And it came to GN a few years later, but it aired on Garfield Goose. When Garfield Goose went off the air, it aired on Bozo Circus. And then as soon as Bozo's morning show stopped and the WGN morning news started on TV, they got demands throughout the whole show to play it.
Of course,
that's when they expected to see this. I mean, it was crazy. Because we in Chicago, we love our traditions. We love our Marshall Fields, all that other stuff. Yep. So this wasn't something that they were going to let go. So Susie Snowflake, Susie's voice was Norma Zimmer. Do you know who Norma Zimmer is?
Okay, we've talked about this before, and I'm drawing a blank.
Lawrence Welk Champagne Lady.
Oh, the Champagne Lady.
Like no, not with the bubbles.
With the bubbles, yeah.
It's like my nightmare every night. My dad made me watch Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, same here on Sunday nights with
yes,
the grandparents.
Sunday nights.
We'd sit there almost like duct taped to the chair. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
If we visited my grandparents, we'd end up watching Lawrence Welk.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
And if I was lucky, I'd get to watch Hee Haw once in a while.
And Hee Haw Channel 9, too, I know, right? The Norman Luboff Choir was their background singers that did a lot of these stop motion animations, and they did background for singers like Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte. Did I mention Frank Sinatra's on Sunday mornings, Dave?
I think you did.
6:30 to 9, the Sinatra hour.
Mention it again.
Yeah, please take a listen to that.
Before the morning is over.
We're doing a little New Year's thing.
What station's that again?
It's WGN. It's okay. AM 720, my friend.
The Norman Luboff Choir had a Christmas album of their own.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. We're going to play, you mentioned Frosty the Snowman. This was a... you know, animation back in the 1950s for television, they didn't spend a lot of money on that. This was called United Productions of America, and they would do this contemporary design, but like a stylized movement where not every move was made, but it looked like they were moving back and forth.
Yeah.
You mentioned Mr. Magoo earlier, or the Dick Tracy cartoons. It was limited animation.
Yeah.
It wasn't full, but that's what this Frosty was. So this
They had no computer generation.
No, they had nothing like that. No, this is all by hand. And I know there's Hard Rock Coco and Joe Too will play that at the end of the show, but Frosty the Snowman was the other holiday classic from WGN-TV. First premiered December 18, 1956. Here's Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty! Somebody come, Frosty! Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe.
And a button nose.
And two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be.
And the children say he can laugh and play
just the same as you and me.
Hey, look at Frosty go! Whee!
Over the hills of snow.
He's alive as he can be.
Happy and gay is he.
Ding, ding.
Dum-di-di-do, ding-bum. Dum-di-di-do, ding-bum.
Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said,
let's run and have some fun before I melt away.
So down to the village with the broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying,
catch me if you can, ha-ha!
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
But he waved goodbye, saying,
don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity, thumpity, thump, thump, I'll be back again someday.
Jingle, 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 jingle,
look at Frosty go.
All right, and that is from 1956. All right, these holiday classics have always also been digitally remastered. We did them years ago. DVDs are available for purchase from the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago at museum.tv, and you can watch all three of them on WGN-TV on Bozo, Gar, and Ray. The annual special airs tonight at 10.